Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on in the life of David. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 5. So David had just been anointed king over all of Israel, Israel and Judah. He'd moved to Jerusalem, taken over that city, conquered it. He got him some more concubines and wives, raised up more sons and daughters. Life is good, right? Well, watch this. Fifth chapter, verse 17 is where we are. It says this. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek out David. And when David heard of it, he went down to the stronghold. Okay. And so, you know, it's one of these sentences you think, okay, just a little narrative kind of thing. It's a lot more than that. The Philistines were the constant enemy of David, the constant enemy of Israel. Nothing has changed. At the time of this recording, things have kicked off again in the Middle East between the Philistines and Israel. Hamas in the Gaza Strip, those that are in the Gaza Strip, that's where the Philistines lived. Some of y'all will remember Yasser Arafat. He described himself as being a Philistine, okay? And it has to do with the region, the geography of, I'm from this area, that type of thing. It's the same exact thing. Well, you see what David's response was. The Philistines hear that David is now anointed king over Israel, over all of it. They come to seek him out. Well, not to seek him out. Hey, man, we want to, you know, congratulate you. No, they wanted to fight. We're about to see that. Well, David heard of this. And so he went down to where? He went to the stronghold. He went to the fortress. He went to a place of safety. Why did he do that? Well, let's read on. Verse 18. Now the Philistines came and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. Yeah, Rephaim. And you say, wait a minute, doesn't that mean giants? Yep, Rapha. The Valley of the Giants. You see Rephaim in the Old Testament. Speaking of the giants, Goliath was one of these. Okay? So here they come, and they're coming out to go to battle with David. Verse 19. Then David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you give them into my hand? And we've seen David do this several times. Okay, this was his pattern and practice of behavior. Well, the Lord says to David, go up, for I will certainly give the Philistines into your hand. Verse 20. So David came to Baal Berazim and defeated them there. And he said, this is David says this, the Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the breakthrough of water. Therefore, the place he named it Baal Perazim. Well, Baal is the God. The Lord means Lord. And then Perazim, it means a breakthrough. Okay. It's also called Mount Perazim. So he had victory there. Verse 21. They abandoned their idols there. So David and his men carried them away. So they had brought the Philistines had brought their idols along with them. You think, well, why would you bring an idol along? Well, for numerous reasons, for victory, for protection, et cetera, et cetera. They believed these were their gods. They're carrying their gods with them. Verse 22. Now, the Philistines came up once again and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. Now, folks, this is great right here. Okay? So they come up again. They're going to try this a second time. They thought through some stuff right here. You can tell by the balance of the account. Verse 23, when David inquired of the Lord, he, and that's the Lord, said, now hang on a second. So David again goes and inquires of the Lord. You know, and I think this is a great principle for us to glean right here and to understand. All too often, we'll have something happen. We inquire of the Lord shows us what to do, we do it. And then that same thing happens again, and we don't inquire the Lord. We just assume, well, it worked the first time. I think I'll do this second time. Not necessarily so. We do well to inquire of the Lord at all times, in all things. And I know a lot of times people say, I don't want to bother God. Nah, we've talked about that a lot. God is unbotherable, right? No limit to it. But so David went and inquired of the Lord. But this time the Lord says this, you shall not go directly up. And so he's saying, I don't want you to go directly against them, battle to battle. Then God said this, circle around behind them and come at them in front of the balsam trees. Well, that's rather precise, isn't it? Well, wait till you hear the rest of it. Verse 24, God is speaking here. It shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, then you shall act promptly, for then the Lord will have gone out before you to strike the army of the Philistines. Then David did so, just as the Lord had commanded him, and struck down the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. Now, you see what God said? First time he says, yeah, I'll be with you. Go up against him. He does. Gives him victory. Now they come back. He inquires of him, of the Lord again. And the Lord said, nah, don't go face to face directly up against them. Circle around behind them and come at them in front of the balsam trees. He was giving him the exact point, the exact location of engagement. But not only that, he says, sit there and wait. And when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees. I mean, even now I'm thinking, what kind of sound is it? The sound of marching what? I mean, I sort of assume it's marching soldiers. You know, it's that type of sound. It doesn't say that. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees. So you got these trees, and when you hear the sound of marching overhead, when the sound is overhead, then you act promptly. Why? Because he said, then the Lord will have gone out before you to strike the army of the Philistines. The Lord is the one that is going out before them. The Lord is the one that's going to strike the army. Now, did David and his men, did they have to strike the army? Well, the next verse says, David did so just as the Lord had commanded him and struck down the Philistines. So there was something from their part as far as the battle, okay? It wasn't like you see in 2 Chronicles 20, where by the time they got there, they looked down and three armies were destroyed, and the Lord had done it all, you know? But he says, act promptly. In other words, get ready to go. When you hear the sound of marching in the top of the trees, then you can know this, that the Lord has gone out before you. Folks, the Lord goes out before us if we rest in him, if we trust in him. The Lord will do battle for us. The Lord will show us what he wants us to do in the midst of the battles, if we will simply do as David did, which is inquire of the Lord. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.